Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the back part of the second lesson. What are Paul's favorite words? Grace. He uses it a lot. He probably uses it more than any other author in the New Testament. I had something that explained to me how many times he did it in his epistles, and it's a lot, but I don't know the number, or I forgot, which is not unusual either. Grace, what is it? Somebody once said that if you take the letters and you divide them out, you can put it out as God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is a free gift. It's something we get because God gives us. It's not something we earn. It's not something that's due us. It's not something we paid for. It's something that's given to us. So what is given to us? What is it we get in grace? What makes grace so special? Grace is tied to forgiveness, and forgiveness is tied to sin. We talked about it last week. There's a lot of people around in this country these days who don't want to talk about sin and grace because they don't want to talk about sin. They pretty much absolve themselves of any sin. They figure they're better than the people next to them, or they're at least as good. I never sin. Why do I have to worry about forgiveness? I never did anything that was sinful. Maybe they didn't think so. Maybe sometimes we don't think so. But in our heart, we know that we are doing things that are not acceptable to God on occasion. That's what's known as sin. We're doing our business, not his. And we'd be in real trouble if we weren't forgiven. So how do we get forgiven? Is it something we do? Is it a place we go? Is it a thing we do? Is it a prayer we utter or something we read? Is it somebody's presence we seek? Some knowledge that we look for? Or is it something else? It's nothing we can do. It's a free gift of God, the forgiveness of our sins, and as Paul puts it, our justification. Another one of those $10 words. We like that one. Lutherans like justification. Justification by faith was one of the cardinal words, one of the cardinal words of the Reformation. Luther had a real problem with how the church did things. He had the biggest problem with the sacrament of penance because you had to go confess your sin. He didn't have any problem with that. And the priest would read you the absolution. He didn't have any problem with that. But there was something at the end called satisfaction. You had to do that or the forgiveness didn't mean anything. The sin still hung there. And the problem is that if you forgive these people and you don't make them do the satisfactions, then they probably won't even confess. So they worked up all kinds of things to get around it. And they have a thing called purgatory, which is where you send the people who didn't do it, who haven't made their satisfactions, who put them off and didn't do them and thought maybe they'd do them later and died. Are you going to let them out? Now you put them someplace. You put them in purgatory. Slick, right? You got to keep working out these things because you can't say you're forgiven and leave it at that. You got to have something they do. You got to make them do it by hanging this thing over. If you don't do this, it won't be forgiven and you'll wind up there. And so after that, then of course, we develop all kinds of masses said for the dead. We're going to pray for the dead. We're going to make points for the dead. And along comes the Reformation. And you have Luther, who's got a real problem with this process. He got no problem with sin. He understands sin. He also understands grace. He understands forgiveness. What he doesn't like and doesn't understand is how the church gets in the way between the people and the forgiveness. The church imposes these things that they have to do on them so that they can be forgiven by God for what Jesus did for them. And so Luther wants it changed. He doesn't want it destroyed. He doesn't want a reformation. He doesn't want anybody to know him after 1520. But they did. They do. We have. And here we are. He's trying to get the church back where it belongs. He doesn't want it split. He wants it where it should be, where it's proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ and the grace of God through the forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness which is free and open and not earned. And that's what grace is. It's a free gift. Anymore, anytime I see something free, I look at the fine print to see whether it is or isn't. I don't know whether you've listened to this idiot on the radio who does the advertisements for the car people. And he tells you about all these great deals these dealers have, but then you go down. But it only works if it's this much, and this much, and this much, and it's only going to work for so many days because it really doesn't work forever. So all the freebies, all the stuff he says are free, really aren't. There's a hook in it. There's a problem. You got to do something. You got to do it right. You got to do it fast, or you don't get it. Luther's problem. Forgiveness is free. Forgiveness is open. Forgiveness is available to everybody, no matter what. Confess your sins, you're forgiven. Forgiven, you got life. Life means you got salvation. Church was trying to make a little, almost like make a buck on the deal. How can we make people do what we want them to do? We hold it over them. Make them squirm. Make them uncomfortable. Then drive them back to the sacrament of penance, and then they'll make us all happy. Well, that's not how he understood grace. Now, maybe some churches still understand it that way. You know, grace is you do what I tell you to. That's not grace, that's law. We don't live under law. We live under grace, which is lucky for us because the law will get us all. Nobody lands, nobody stands. You get the Ten Commandments, pick any one you want. We've all been guilty of all of them at one time or another, maybe multiple times, any time. But we confess our sins like we just did. We receive the forgiveness of our sins, which is grace. And then you're in the grace that Paul talks about. You've received the free gift. You can't pay for it. There's no price on it. It's there. It's free. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Amen.